I have three schemes in this county registered to go to planning, and the one that affects me most is Burnfoot, because I met so many people in Burnfoot and I want to deliver for them people in Burnfoot. So based on what I'm saying to you, in March the application is going to go in, and I appeal to people and I appeal to yourself and the radio station to make sure the consultation that people attend. What I don't want to see, what I've seen all over the country, I don't want walls this height, I want glass, I want this, I want that. That delays the scheme and then people object. And then the scheme is delivered. And it's not the fault of government, it's not the fault of the local authority or the local representative. We need to work together. This is not a blame game. I hear people around the country playing politics. Well, when people play politics, and they played it in the chamber yesterday, I'll be honest with you, I can't, because I've seen so many people crying in the last few days, and I'm too well of it in my own town of Athlone, as I am here in Donegal. The pressure they're under, it's not the politics, it's the delivering for those people.
And the money is there, because people are going to be fearing that given now there's such an emphasis on Buncloddy, on Enniscorthy, on Wexford, Wicklow, Waterford, on the whole southeast coast. In 2017, Donegal was front and centre in the public consciousness. Now it's Wexford. The fear here is going to be that's where the money is going to go.
I'm giving you a guarantee to the people of Donegal today that I have committed 110 million to Donegal. 110 million is no short change. That money remains working with the local authorities and the number of schemes I've seen. But I have to tell people, while their patience is running out and we could have a storm tomorrow, we could have flooding. That is why I've made the changes to the minor works to help those local authorities to deal with some of these minor issues.